May God bless you. This week we read about the denying of oneself and taking up the cross. And I've read this many, many times, and I confess to you that I did not remember that it said daily. This is why we read the scriptures so often, or why we should read them often, because they're always giving us something new. I've read this passage conservatively 300 times, and yet, for some reason, I did not remember that it said, take up your cross daily. And it really was like a lightning bolt when I read it. So let me read it to you. And he said to them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And he goes on to say a few other things. We all know that we should take up our cross. We've accepted that. And we know that in principle. And in the big picture, we say, yes, we should take up our cross. But the taking up of the cross is not something in the big picture. It's something on a daily basis. In fact, one could say it's more than that. One could say it's on an hourly basis. One could say it's on a moment-by-moment basis. The Lord is making it clear to us here that we must will. If anyone will, He's asking us, do we will? Do we desire it? If we desire it, then the Lord will give us a cross. And that cross will be what we can bear and what will be good for our salvation. And we must consciously, as well as sort of unconsciously, if one can use such a word in the Christian sense, I think it would be better to say we will do it even without thinking of it, but it will just be a part of us, to take up our cross moment by moment. So everything we do in our life is a decision, moment by moment. Not even day by day or year by year. Moment by moment, we are deciding whether we are going to be a Christian or not. The saints understood this. They understood that each moment was as important as the next. It was just as important to love God in the morning as it was in the afternoon and in the evening. We should live moment by moment, brothers and sisters. We should take up our cross daily. And I started to examine myself a little bit. I'm thinking, you know, I don't take up my cross daily. Sure, I live as a Christian, struggle, and pray every day. And, you know, there's many things that I try to do each day. And some of them are God-pleasing. But this idea that I'm always ready to sacrifice for the Lord, it's just not always present in me. And I dare say it's not present in very many people. Only those who become very holy. So, let's look at the Lord's words very literally. And look at their spiritual meaning also. Being a Christian is not just a decision to live in a certain way. It means weighing everything in life against the measurement of Christ. Every moment. Everything is important. The way you act at work, in traffic, on Friday night after you're tired, after a long week, on Sunday morning. All those times are important. And all those times you must be taking up your cross. And of course the Lord says, what will a man gain if he gains the whole world, but he loses his soul? He gains nothing. This measurement has to be in everything we do. And of course we know that you could go out tonight and be upset about something and sin. Get irritable or something. That doesn't mean you're going to be struck with lightning from heaven and die. That doesn't mean the rest of your life is forfeit and that it's just the beginning of a long chain of events that leaves you bereft of grace. We know that just an individual thing that happens in our life doesn't necessarily lead to utter collapse. But a Christian also fears sin because he fears that he would keep sinning. How do you know that you're going to stop? Without begging the Lord to help you. So let's listen to the Lord's words again and let's examine in our own lives, do we follow them or not? Or do we just sort of follow the great grand principle of everything? He says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. I think in our life, in our world now, people live with principles that have no meaning. Our principles should have meaning because they should be the way we live moment by moment. May God help us to take up our cross daily.